Blessed be the name of Jesus. Shalom. We have started a new book. I welcome you to journey together, even as we understand the message that is given in the letter to the Hebrews, or the letter called the Hebrews, or the book of Hebrews. Now, we do not know for sure who wrote this book. We are also not told so much about the recipient in the beginning. But we know, after we read inside, that the letters to the Hebrews was written to Jewish background believers. Believers who have got a Jewish background, believers in Christ, who had already begun the journey. But as they kept journeying, they found themselves in a crossroads. And they had to make decisions. They found themselves being persecuted. You see, when people would give their life to Christ, people who are in the temple and they have committed their life to Christ, one of the things that these church leaders would do is that they would throw out. If you confess Jesus, some people are thrown out of the temple or the synagogue. And the temple was the center, was the place where believers would meet for communication, for instructions. It was a place where they would get daily encouragement. Even the businesses, this is where you'd be warned of the evils that would happen or that were happening within the region. And so once somebody would commit their life to Christ, they would face a very difficult situation. Just like the way today, some believers who commit their life from Muslim background, they also face the same when they're chased out of mosques and all that. So you see, there's a big correlation between the letter that we read now and the people who convert today, even from the places of their worship. And so this book is a book that will help us how to navigate roundabouts. I want to ask a question. If you are driving and you find a roundabout, what or where, which side would you move? I want to say that in every roundabout, there are about five options that a driver, a motorist can take. One, if you're driving like in our country, Kenya, where we drive from the left, when you get to the roundabout, you can take the left turn. That's okay. Number two, you can move straight forward or straight on. Number three, at that roundabout, you can turn right. Number four, you can just go round and round the roundabout, but you cannot go forever because other motorists will chase you, force you out of that. But number five and the last one, you can turn back. You can go back to wherever you came from. These are the five options that you have. Now, I want us to take that picture and consider people who are moving on the journey we call the journey of faith, the journey of love, and the journey of hope, because that's our journey. And we encounter persecution. All we encounter, abundance, a lot of wealth and success on the way. Or we encounter danger because of our faith. And we encounter false teaching along the way. What happens? We are likely to take these kind of options. Some people would go left or right. That is, you take shortcuts. You can take shortcut to that. You can either straight forward. You can move straight forward. And that is the best way we want to look at. Or you can go around and you are complaining, or you can turn back. Now, this is what the church at Hebrews, those who received this letter, got. And so we want to say that you need to get the message that Jesus is better option. Jesus is better in the New Testament. Now, the Christian's journey of faith, love, and hope could take at least 3 to 5 outcomes. We have said about 3 here, but I've already given 5. First, you can press on and grow up. Second, those who give up and fall away. And third, those who give in and stagnate. These are the ones that are going round the loud about. The letter of Hebrews was written to believers in Christ from a Jewish background who were in danger of falling away from faith, salvation, or from love, that is service, or from hope, steadfastness, because of persecution they encountered on the way. The author wrote this letter to both encourage and to warn or to challenge them to continue in the race, because the new way or the new covenant called relationship with Christ is better than the old way or the old covenant called the religion they heard. This message of encouragement and warning emphasized on 4 realities. Number one, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is superior to the Old Testament messengers. Number two, Jesus, the Son of God, is superior to Old Testament moderator. That was Moses. Number three, Jesus, the Son of God, is superior to the Old Testament mediators. These are all the priests and Melchizedek. And number four, Jesus, the Son of God, is superior to the Old Testament ministry. Or Jesus, Son of God, has got a superior ministry to that of the Old Testament. In his summary to the Hebrews 10, verses 32 to 39, this author reminds them of the earlier days they had realized or received the light. He pointed out the 5 things to encourage or to warn the believers that the new is better than the old. And so we want you to know that this letter, as we have already said, we'll be talking about Jesus is better. Jesus is better than the Old Testament. So chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, goes on to help us focus on the qualities of Jesus Christ that made him a better messenger than the prophets or the Old Testament prophets or angels. Now, this chapter will be comparing Jesus as the New Testament messenger to the Old Testament messengers, both prophets and angels. Angels were messengers of God. Prophets were messengers of God. And we'll be learning that God in the Old Testament, he spoke to them. And we want to understand why God speaking through Jesus, the Son of God, is better than other messengers. We'll consider the principles of the power of media in communication to the target audience and how that media could influence the message. We are saying that when you speak to another person, we call that person a target audience. But what is the medium? Media is what is between me and that other person. It could be distance, so that the media is affected by the distance. Or it could be a person. Maybe I'm speaking to the target audience, that woman there, but I'm using a person who does not understand the language. So I'll speak to a language, and if this media does not understand, they will influence the message. If I'm too fast, And the media does not really, or the medium, that person does not get it. That other person or the message will be influenced. Media could also be the physical implements that we use. It could be the microphone. If I'm not using a microphone and I'm speaking to 1,000 people, definitely my message will be influenced. If I'm speaking with a media that has got echoes, or an instrument, or a microphone that has got echoes, or that is not well tuned, it is going to affect my message. So that's what we are talking about in this first chapter. We are saying Jesus is the medium through which God communicates to the world. That's why every time you make a prayer, you have to say, Our Father, in the name of Jesus. Why are we using the name of Jesus? Because Jesus is the medium. That's why when you are rebuking the powers of darkness, you have to say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. This is why when you are talking to people, you say, God willing, in Jesus' name. So you have to invoke the name of Jesus. And not only the name, it's not just the name, it's a relationship. Do you know him that is in between? And so the author here now comes to help us appreciate that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is better than both the prophets and angels by comparing his attributes. We're also going to compare that God speaking to his people through Jesus is a better way than speaking through prophets and through angels. We understand the principles of the power of media, this medium in communication. So, in this one, let's just quickly look at Jesus, what the Bible says about this time Jesus is speaking and that time how he spoke. So, this author said, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. In that one verse, we get a lot of truth that God is the one speaking. And he's speaking to the target audience, our ancestors. When you talk about our ancestors, it tells you that the one who is writing was a Jew. And he's writing to the Jews who understand the ancestors. But then he says he is speaking through a medium called prophets. And he is speaking through at many times because times also affect. And he's also speaking various ways. Ways is you can use microphone, you can use other medium. So that one tells you that Jesus spoke in the past. God has always been speaking. This morning, God is speaking. God has never stopped speaking. But we should ask ourselves, why don't we receive the message from God? Either it's because we are not ready to listen, or maybe we do not know the medium. So those many times, those in the past, God was still using visions, dreams, circumstantials, or events that are difficult for God to communicate. But then is this verse 2, but in these last days, that's very critical. Comparing the times, these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. Now, what are the last days? Last days began when Jesus came on earth to bring salvation, to the time Jesus will come again to get his church. Now, these are the last days. It's a span between the time, the first time Jesus came, and when he left back and is coming again, that time we are waiting is called the last days. And God is still speaking, but he speaks through Jesus. He speaks these last days through his, he called him his son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Now he is better because he is the son. See, if you're speaking to a father or a king and you chance to have his son, whom he loves, the one he has appointed to be the heir of all things. And you go to the son and tell the son, I want you to present me to the king. You can be sure he is the best representative. Jesus is better than prophets, because he is the Son, is appointed heir of all things. It is through him that universe was made. The Bible says that the Son is the radiance, is better because he's the radiance of God's glory. In other words, he represents the glory of God. He is the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, look, he's a better option because he provided the purification of sin. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty of God in heaven. So he became as much a superior to angels as he has inherited a superior name to theirs. Now, I wanted to see that we have already communicated that Jesus is better than the Old Testament messengers, prophets. But now we want to enter briefly that Jesus is also better a messenger than the angelic message. Why? He has a better name than theirs. Verse 5 says, to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I've begotten you, I've become your father? Or again, I'll be his father and he'll be my son. And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels worship him. Jesus is better than angels because he's the Son of God. He has a better name than the angels. The angels were asked to worship him. Jesus does not worship him. So speaking through Jesus is better than speaking through angels, because God in the past spoke through angels. In speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits and his servants flame of fire. Now, Jesus is better because he's a son and he is the creator. He makes all things, but angels are part of creation and they were created to be servants, flames of fire. They are spirits that ministers. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, he says, Jesus is better than angels because he is the Son. He has a throne, he's the King. He says he is God and his throne will last forever. He has a scepter of justice. And will at the scepter of his kingdom. So he rules. And when God speaks through this king, Deventry will have justice. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companion by anointing you with the oil of joy. He always says, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth. Look, Jesus is the creator. And the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. So Jesus lives forever because he's God. They will wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same. The Son remains the same, and your ears will never come to an end. What a great God we serve. To which of the angels did God ever say, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool? Now you see, Jesus is a better messenger because he is at the right hand of God. And he is sitting there until God makes all his enemies a footstool. So God can speak through Jesus and that message will be better than us. But to all the angels, he says, are not all angels ministering spirit sent to serve those who inherit salvation? So angels are servants, just ministering spirits. They are created being. So here we are saying Jesus is better than both prophets and angels. Lord, we thank you because we serve you, a better messenger, and we're looking up to hear from you in Jesus' name.